Man, we be lit for sure, for sure, for sure.
All the time.
But behind the scenes and in front of the scenes or whenever you see us somewhere, it's
crazy.
Always a party. Mainly because...
Why?
Our guest assists.
Guest, they don't know where that was.
The guest assist.
Or geese.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to sing a smidgen, and a smidgen is a small portion of this, and you can guess who the guest this is was. Ready?
Okay, cool, cool. Ready, go.
Can't you see what you do to me?
Okay.
Our love was meant to be.
All right, all right.
You were made for me. Oh, baby.
Can't you see?
You just went to a whole...
What you do to me?
Ugh.
Mm, I wasn't born.
You was a lie. You and this wannabe 22 is
gotta,
all the way a lie.
I gotta keep my young card, like, for real.
Man, I look younger than you, and I'm old enough to be your auntie, not your mama.
We do look like a scene of a Crooklyn right now. Don't you look like the girl that was
But nah, you remember the group Total, right?
Yes, I do.
Since it was before your time, but that's okay. My time. That's my era.
Ah, yes.
That when Puff really had it all smash, and honestly, that Bad Boy, Take That.
Right.
It's still popping, but really, like, that 90s, beginning 2000s, he had it lit. So we had one of the females from the group Total, Pamela Long, you know the one we used to call her, the female Puff, because she got so much swag.
Yeah, she was swiggy. I ain't gonna lie, I do remember. I remember the group. It was crazy. Diddy was, you know,
you she wasn't allowed to listen to her.
I was listening to it. I was listening to it. I was take that.
Yeah.
I was.
Well, she hung out with us on the Little Mo Show, and like, she's super sweet, super humble, super laid back. Her
right.
swag be on a million. And basically, we all want to get to know her better. So, I know her already. Have you ever met her before?
Not before the interview. I know her now, though. She's my friend.
Have you ever been to, like, when Bad Boy went on tour, did you go to the show?
I didn't go to the show.
Okay. Wow. So, if you didn't go to the show, or you've been hiding on a rock, or you're the same age as Ski and don't know who Pam from Total is, check this out. We have a special guest with us today. To my right, you remember her from the group Total. You remember her from so many things. And everybody wanted her swag. When I say this sister, their swag, like, what, from the moves to the style of dress to her personality, just basically everything that she's about. Give it up for our girl, your girl, my girl, Miss Pamela Long.
Hey, what up, girl?
Now,
what up?
Talk, because honestly, the way you move, everybody was like, yo, she's like the female Puff. Like, I saw the Bad Boy tour.
Right.
And soon as y'all hit the stage, the way you command the stage, even if you, I saw a part when you was just standing there like this, and I was like, oh my God, I was screaming.
Yeah.
So even though we're friends, we're sisters,
yes,
I'm still
absolutely.
A fan.
Oh, man.
So I'm just like so proud of you.
You be around here running all over the place. Come on, give me some of that. Let me grab some
of that. Now you lit, sis. So let us know what's been going on since then. So the Bad Boy tour, how was that experience?
You know what? It was, Mo, it was just like, being a kid all over again, you know
wow.
what I mean? Because I started out with Puff when I was 15. I was
wow.
young, so it was just like, yes, I started out with him young, so it was just like, for everybody to come back together, it was just like being back with the family all over again. Everybody was the same, it's just that we all just grew up.
Right.
You know, and it was just like hitting them stages.
So how did the call go? Was they like, yo, Pam, we bringing the group back? Or, because I know, mm-hmm. matter of fact, me, you, and Kima have done shows together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Keisha was on the West Coast.
Yes.
But actually getting y'all together for the tour.
Yes.
Who masterminded that?
That was Puff.
Wow.
He made the call. You know what I mean? He made the call, and it was just like he asked everybody to do it. He asked Keisha,
mm-hmm.
you know, would she come back? He was like, I know this is something that, you know, you haven't been doing in a while. Would you come back? And she said, yeah.
Wow.
And we just got into rehearsal. We had, before the tour, we had 2 days of rehearsal.
Wait a minute.
That's it?
2 days?
2 days. But it was just like all day. Pup, you already know.
Yeah, Pup, yeah.
He don't sleep.
Do it over again. It ain't right. It ain't perfect.
2 days of rehearsal before the
wow.
first show.
Did Lorianne choreograph?
Yes, Lorianne.
He really brought the whole essence of Bad Boy, everyone back.
Everything.
From Misa to styling,
yep.
from Lorianne to choreography,
yes.
to all the artists that
yes.
are still, you know, with us, because we know Big.
Yes.
Craig Mack wasn't on it, though.
No, Craig wasn't there. He actually, I know that Harv spoke to him.
Okay.
And he was just like, he didn't come back, you know, because of the simple fact of where he is in his life at this time.
Got you.
He's just like, he sent his love, you know what I mean,
okay.
to everybody, but he was just like, at this point, he's just like, he's not doing the rap thing no more. But
gotcha.
Yes, it was good, though. It was good.
That's
real
dope,
good.
Man. Everybody was on there. Yeah, everybody. I wanted to buy a ticket. I was out of town. I couldn't
kid.
They was all over the USA, no, so you have no idea.
I don't like going to other cities. I like to go to my city where I'm at.
Oh, you like
where? Yeah, where I get backstage.
I went to the GCN, I believe, the Philly show. That's so I got to see it. That's and, dope. You know, usually when you go to different cities, everybody always does really exceptionally well when they come to New York.
Right.
But this tour, each city that y'all went to, y'all didn't slight anybody. Sometimes when they feel like they go to the, oh, when we go to this city, we don't have to give as much. Right. But one thing I like from D.C. to Philly to the response all over the world. Uh-huh. Everyone loved this tour. It made everyone feel like a kid again.
Yes.
So with that being said, are you still working on music or what's now?
You know what, Mo? I am working on music. Actually, they wanted us to still continue on as Total, but you know, sometimes when you have something burning in your heart, when I first started out, I was a solo artist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I never had been in the studio at the age of 15. It's just like, and when I got the taste of it, I was like, oh, yo, this is what I want to do.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, that's when I got with Keisha and Kima.
Okay.
So it's just like, right now, Total is on hold, and it's just like, it's time for Pamela Long to come out and do what she do.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So that's where I'm stepping. I'm stepping into new territory. You know how when you step into new territory, you pretty much don't know what you're about to get?
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm learning that success is getting it done.
Gotcha.
That's success to me, you know, and it's just like I put it all in God's hands and I say, whatever it is that you're going to do, I believe it.
Okay.
But if you never take the shot, you'll never know.
No, I know that's right.
That's good.
So with this new music that you're doing, is it going to be hip hop, R&B, gospel, rapping, singing? Mm-hmm. What you going to give? Because your swag, like just you as a person, like it's hard to put in words, but you're freaking dope. And I see a lot of people try to copy, but it's certain things just can't be duplicated. There's only one, I know they say Pam from Total, but there's only one Pamela Long. Yeah. And I think that you made that mark and you established yourself in the industry. So to see you really step out and do your own thing, what can the people expect?
You know what, Mo, they can expect the color. You know how sometimes when it's more to me, you know, like it's just like, I could relate it to Michael. When he was with his brothers, he was the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
But when Michael, he was always Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
But it was just like when he separated himself, Thriller. When Thriller came out, and it was just like it was so colorful.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's so many dynamics to me. It's just like I'm still doing R&B. I'm still doing hip-hop. And then it's also, I got some rock joints that's on. I got a pop record. I got a gospel record. Like, my thing is like, it's so many, so many different colors to who I am, and it's just like sometimes it's just like you held in a box. You know what I mean? You held in a box.
They try to stick you in a genre.
Come on, this is what works. You know what I mean? This is what works, so we gotta keep you here because this is doing it for me. But sometimes you can forget about what does it for the artist. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's what it is for me. I'm in a place in my life where I'm like, yo, I have to be me. And because of that burning on the inside, I can't stand this box. I can, to be honest with you, I can continue to make money, I believe, for the rest of my life in total. But if I never take that leap of faith and go over here and do what's burning in my heart, it's just like I'm going to always be like, coulda, shoulda, woulda, what coulda happened? What coulda? And I can't live in that no more. I can't live in that space.
Wow.
Hey, that's a strong message right there. You got to go out and get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to hearing it because I still love y'all. I love the music from Total. That was dope. You know, I'm young, but I still, you know, I grew up to all that. You know what I mean?
You're not that young.
I'm young. I'm a baby.
He'd be like, I'm young.
I'm a
baby.
He
keep on saying, let me Google and make sure.
I'm a baby.
We young too, Mo.
Yeah. Because I ain't got no mustache or no gray beard. So we're going to be back more with Pamela Long and young ass Skeet, as he'd like to say it, and your girl Little Mo on the Little Mo Show. More after this.
We'll be back.
I'm young, Mo.
Trying to make me old.
It's your boy Skeet Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
And we're back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And it's me, young Skeet Carter.
We done changed his name already. Yeah. And we still have with us Miss Pamela Long. You may remember her, come to know and love her from the bad boy group Total. You know, Pam from Total. Pam.
You gotta believe me, cause what I say is true.
Whatever that sound was on that.
was that?
What was that? I think they just did the thing like this.
I don't know what
it was, the stutter.
Yep, I know the guy was here.
Who did that track, though? Was that Stevie, Derek, Angela? Because I remember it was like just certain producers, y'all.
Yep, we worked with D-Dot, Derek, Angeletti. Okay.
I just saw
Stevie
him 2 weeks ago.
And Mario Warner. Yes.
Puff, one thing about Puff is everyone that he brought to the table was always lit.
Right.
Always.
Right. Y'all set a tone in the industry when basically, you know, when this is, when you're a solo artist as a female, I would say like the end of the 90s, early 2000s,
yes,
you had to look away, But the way he brought y'all out, you had Keisha with the short hair. Everybody wanted that cut.
Right, yeah.
Had you with the short hair.
Right.
Because I remember, like everybody can't cut their hair, but you had the perfect look with the wife beaters.
Right, right.
And then you had Kima with the long hair, but each of y'all had y'all own separate look, and y'all was all fly and flawless.
It was the sound.
Then that sound.
It was the sound was dope. You didn't care who was...
And
somebody
had
was a lead.
Dress,
somebody was,
exactly.
It was the sound. Y'all gave a unique sound.
Was it... How did y'all put the whole group together? Because I know you said you was a solo artist, and y'all were young, y'all were babies.
Yep, babies.
So just to be around Puff at that early age up until now, you seen the industry, the highs and lows.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what was a high part,
right,
and what was a low part when you was like, you know what? Y'all could have left me at 15, and y'all could have had this.
Come on. You know what, Mo? Honestly, the high part for me was the first time that I met Puff.
Wow.
It was like... I was like a kid in a candy store. It was just like, he didn't know that I was so nervous. Like, you know what I mean? She was the woman at the time that took us to Puff to go sing for him.
Okay.
When she told us that we was going to see Puff, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm about to meet the dude that was chasing Mary, the girl around in Mary's Real Love video. He was chasing the dancer around.
Yes!
Yeah, so I was just like, I'm geeked up, I'm excited, because I knew he had the music for Mary, Jodeci, and all of that. So that was a high for me. I was just like, yo, I was so geeked up. Mm-hmm. To be able to just be in his presence at the time. Because, I was just like, dog, it was Puffy this, Puffy that. And to be able to finally only just meet him, but to sing for him. And then my low point in the industry was just like when I realized that it was just like what it's not cracked up what it's supposed to be.
Say that.
That's it. That's the thing for me, that it's just like it's a lot of fluff. You know what I mean? And that's the part where I was just like, yo, you could have kept all of this. Like, you could have kept this. Like, you could have left me back at my mama's house, and I would have been fine. Because if I would have known all of this, I'd have left it alone.
Wow.
Man, I think every artist, because a lot of people come up and ask me all the time, and I'm pretty sure they ask you the same. What kind of inspiration or words of wisdom can you give someone trying to get in the industry?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, run. Because what you see ain't what you get.
Wow.
And what you get ain't what you thought. And what you thought ain't what it is.
You better say that.
Because we're strong black women, we have I know it takes endurance, and it takes, my dad always told me, my humility.
Yes.
Because people gonna say stuff, but it's not what they say, it's what you answer to.
Right.
And what you accept.
Absolutely.
And one thing, as much as how you say you was hype when you met Puff, the day when Missy told me I was working with y'all.
Right.
You talk about hype.
Right.
I was hype. Boots,
right.
Hype Williams. I was so hyped. So it's just like everything that I sought out to do and the people I sought out to meet, I put it in the atmosphere from Faith to you guys, to Puff, to all those people. And then I was just like, I wanted to make these people my friends.
Yes.
And just the fact that we still have that camaraderie, that's a blessing because, you know, I know you've seen a lot of come and people go.
Yes.
So with that, I know that you was mentioning that you have a book that you
writing.
Yes. Is it,
I'm in the process. I'm almost finished. I'm actually going back through it. You know how you just go back and just make sure that you've said everything without bleeding. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I learned is that you gotta make sure that your book is not bleeding and that you're not hurting because of the fact that everything that you've been through. And so it's just like now I was able to go back and fix a couple of things because when I first started, I was bleeding because I was hurt in a whole lot of areas of my life. You know what I mean? And it talks about from childhood hurts all the way to industry hurts. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm excited about it. And honestly, it's just like, you know how like sometimes people be a little nervous when you say you're writing a book. People start, oh goodness, what you gonna say about me? It's not about anybody. The book is about me. It's called Total Exposure. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's me in the raw. Everything that it is that people ask, wanted to know, mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to say it because I know who I am today.
Right.
You only hide what it is that you're afraid people are going to find out about you. So it's just like, my thing is that there's no, you don't have to find out anything about me because I'm going to tell you. All you got to do is ask me.
Gosh, I can't wait. When can we expect this book? Because I need the first copy, like the kind that ain't even got the cover on it. The kind they type up and you got to mark it. I'll be like, y'all spelled this right. Yes, the staple copy.
Yeah, yeah.
When are we going to get
next
that?
Next year, I'll say at least no later than summertime. I'll be ready, to be ready, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the album coming.
Is the album done?
You know what, the album is done.
Okay.
The album is done, so I'm looking forward to that, releasing that springtime.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm just excited about just the new. Everything is new. I'm excited.
Do you have any songs from the group, Total on there? And for the whole,
no,
all
no,
of
no.
the
albums?
Any features?
Yeah, I got feature. It's something, Breezy. Breezy.
Really?
Yes, come on.
When I say Breezy, all right, Breezy is,
Breeze.
Remember Breezy?
Breeze.
She's from Philly.
We did tour drives together for the kids.
Really?
Christmas.
That she, one thing I love about her is because what she says she's gonna do, she does. She said, I'm sending you a record. We saw each other in California. She sent me a record and I sent it back. And I'm like, you know, you send artist stuff, you're not gonna get it back. I sent it that night, by that 7 o'clock that morning.
That's
she said,
it.
Check your email.
Yeah.
And we just shot the video.
Come on.
So that's the kind of stuff I love.
Come on.
So I'm just like, if you have an open slot on your record, I like to get on there.
Hello. Come on. Hey.
I say my email is not.
Come on, you already know, Mo. Don't even play. Cause
say
you already
it.
Know. Listen.
Cause you know how this industry is. A lot of times people say they'll do something. Oh, we got to link up. That's that industry talk.
Right.
And then you never link up.
Oh,
and then
God.
You see them again and you're just like, yo, what happened?
Who's talking about
everybody that I've worked with, people like, yo, when you and Fab be working, do y'all go bye-bye? I said, no, I send them the record. Because back in the day, we didn't have, you could send it from your phone.
Right.
You had to FedEx it.
Yep.
But now you can email it. Ain't no reason why I shouldn't have that record within 24 hours.
Exactly.
At least.
Exactly.
Or give me a deadline. So with that, so we got the album.
Yes.
We got the book.
Yes.
I know you're selling some hair lashes. Is this your line, Unapologetically? Because I love that. I need one of those hats.
No, this is a young lady from Baltimore.
She's unapologetically
so, and this
fly.
Is her line. Yep,
I need me one
it.
Of those.
Yes. Okay, Mo, you already know. Just let me.
Look, and I need that jacket and them boots is fly. Can you style me, Pam? I say, can you style me, Pam?
The fashion don't lie.
Like, you so lit. Your life is so lit, and I love it. You know what else I love, too, is because you can tell that God is really present in your life. Like, you just have this humble spirit. You've always been that way.
Wow.
I know in this industry, I've seen a lot of people change.
Right.
I was telling Skeet because he does comedy and we do music, and our entertainment fields, they sort of have crossed paths and they blend now.
Yes.
You'll see people do an R&B show and with comedy R&B and everything like that. And I said, in the comedy field, do people turn weird after a while?
Right.
I've seen people who turn weird after a while and it scares me. And I'm like, what did somebody slip them? So did they lose their mind? What happened? And honestly, it's a blessing that I can say for myself, and I'm pretty sure you can say, it's like, I never turned into a weirdo.
Yes, Mo.
She's just a little crazy, but she ain't crazy.
I'm a little bit crazy, but not the kind that they have to chain me down to the thing.
Right.
So at the same time, I know we've seen a lot.
Yes.
And the fact that, child, if these eyes could type.
Come on, Mo.
Baby.
Right. Come on.
Baby.
You better say
is there an ultimate tour or girl power or something? Because I just feel like between me, you, Fantasia, I'm just thinking like a BGT, Brown Girls Tour, Brown or something.
Yes.
Like Brie could be on it. Like,
yes.
And it don't even, because I think that we all look alike. I'm like, I look like Pam a little bit. I think when I used to wear my little wig, I'm Hot Boys and stuff.
On.
But
I think
that
awesome
some of that stuff can come into
good.
Fruition.
Like, come on, talk
come
it.
Come on, come on.
Let's do it.
Because there's a lot of people that say it and they won't do it, but we're doers.
Right.
And so that's what I want to get more into, just like making it plain. So with your book and the album coming, I know you're going to be touring. So if there's some stops, if there's a way that we can mingle and mesh along the way, I'm here for you.
Mo, and I'm here too, Mo. You already
and
know this is what it's about.
Whenever you want to come back and promote, push, or just come and talk and whatever, the chair is ready.
I know that's
the chair
right.
is here.
I'm ready, Mo, and I'm taking you up on that too.
I got you.
I'm taking you up on that, sis.
Your social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, where can everyone follow you? Website, if you want to give out your house phone number or whatever.
We taking socials too.
Because what had happened was
credit messed up. Credit messed up. Yours might be better. You was in total. Give me your IG, Twitter, Instagram.
That credit wasn't really good. That
really?
Credit,
you know, thank God
for a restart. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have got a donut on credit.
Statute of limitations. She started home.
Yo.
Yes, you can check me out, Pamela Long, 1 on Twitter, Pamela Long, 3 Instagram, Facebook, Pamela Long.
Okay.
And right now, everything else is under construction.
I know that's right.
Website and all that. Okay. You know how it go, Mom.
I like that.
If you can't be your best, don't even try it. Don't even do it. Mm-mm.
Say it. You better say it.
Don't do it.
Do it. Talk it. What's your line? Cause I'm gonna take your line. I'm gonna take some of your lines. She like talk it, say it, do it. You better yes. You better take it to church. I already did.
Yo, Ski is lit. Thank you so much, Pamela Long, for joining us today.
Like me, thanks for coming on the Little Mo Show. I had a great time. I learned a lot now. You know, I'm gonna go home and go dance to some of your videos in the mirror.
On the sneak, you really want to be a singer or something?
A little bit. Yes, a little bit.
Yes. Everybody that don't sing, if I could sing, I'd be singing all the dang time.
I told her I lost my virginity to her song first time.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did.
You did, but you never told me what song.
First time. You make it feel like my first time. Every time we make love.
You came up with me. All right, we'll be right back.